Hello and welcome to Tantrum, our report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, August 16th. Coming up on today's show, the latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is being called a code red for humanity. And we asked Sackville Town Councillors to share their thoughts on how the latest IPCC report might affect their decision-making in the coming years. That's coming up right after these local news updates. The writ has been dropped in the federal election. On Sunday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canadians will be going to the polls on September 20th. So far, in the Beauséjour riding, there's not much of a contest. Despite the fact that the election call has been expected for weeks, there are no candidates declared in Beauséjour, except for Liberal incumbent Dominic LeBlanc, who has represented the riding for over 20 years. In 2019, Beauséjour voters had a full slate of candidates to choose from, including Green candidate Laura Rainsborough, who won 26% of the vote. But Rainsborough recently announced a move to Ottawa to take on a position with a yet-to-be-named environmental NGO, and a new Green candidate has not yet been named. Party organizer James Pears says he expects to announce a new Green candidate within the week. In 2019, Conservative candidate Vincent Cormier took 17% of the votes in Beauséjour. Jean-Marc Bélanger ran for the NDP and garnered 7% of the vote. Nancy Mercier ran for the People's Party of Canada and won just under 2% of the votes in Beauséjour. Both the Conservatives and the NDP have yet to respond to an inquiry from CHMA about their candidates for 2021. The province has issued no new COVID-19 case numbers since Friday, when the active case count for Zone 1 sat at 62. A number of new potential public exposures went online Saturday, including at a church in Riverview and at the Costco and Corn Crib in Moncton. 132 new cases have been reported so far in August, and Public Health says 61 cases are still under investigation. There are still no COVID-19 patients in hospital in New Brunswick. The emergency department at Sackville Memorial Hospital closed unexpectedly on Saturday and Sunday this weekend due to a shortage of nursing staff. The ER reopened this morning at 8 a.m. and is expected to remain open with 24-hour emergency services until Friday at 4 p.m. The additional last-minute closures were announced by Horizon in separate news releases late Friday night and Saturday afternoon. They were the second and third unexpected closures announced last week. On Tuesday, the Sackville ER was closed at 7 p.m. and remained closed overnight. Overnight weekend ER closures have been in effect at the Sackville Memorial Hospital since June 11th. Starting tomorrow, Fulkins Drive will be closed to through traffic for 2 weeks while the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure repairs the Fulkins Drive Bridge. Town engineer Dwayne Acton told Sackville Town Council last week that the Fulkins Bridge is one of several bridges in need of attention. Another is the bridge over Joe Brook. Fulkins Drive Bridge will be closed to all traffic, vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians for 2 weeks starting Tuesday. EOS Eco Energy and Estelle Drysdale from Understory Farm and Design are hosting a free medicinal herb walk at the Port Elgin School on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Space is limited, so call EOS Eco Energy to register. Last week, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released its latest report, saying that climate change is widespread, rapid, and intensifying. Many media outlets called the report a code red for humanity. The full report clocks in at about 1,300 pages, but technical and layperson summaries are also available, and of course, many participating scientists and authors have been talking about the report in the media in the past week. The report finds that many of the changes observed in the climate are unprecedented in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years, and some of the changes already set in motion, such as continued sea level rise, are irreversible over hundreds to thousands of years. But the report also says that strong, rapid, and sustained reductions in emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases would limit climate change. With those strong and sustained reductions, it could take 20 to 30 years to see global temperatures stabilize. On Tuesday, when Sackville Town Council met, I asked councillors and the mayor for their comments on how the report might affect their future decisions. Here's that exchange.
As Councillor Dietz mentioned, the latest IPCC report has come out, and I'm wondering if any councillors or the mayor would like to comment on what impact that report might have for you personally in the decisions you make in the next year, 2 years, few years. I'll just leave that if anyone would like to comment.
Anybody wish to comment on that?
I
know Councillor Dietz did. I guess the thing is that likely most councillors haven't read the report, and I would have to think that as we continue on with our efforts as a municipality when it comes to climate mitigation and climate change, that our staff will ensure that we take the right approach around what this report has to say. But and I guess until we've had an opportunity as a council to kind of understand the report more, then I'm not sure if we can really comment. Councillor Butcher?
I can say that I haven't read the report, but I did hear about it on CBC Radio. I did listen to a report and see a report on the TV, both on the CBC News and CNN. I don't think it will change personally for me because I already knew that things were bad. And as a council, as a municipality, we've always been, or in the last, 4 years, 3 years, have really been trying to always view things through a climate lens, and I don't see that changing. I think we'll continue to do that. I'm proud of the things that our municipality is already doing and proud of the fact that we always look to what we can do more. And so I think we'll just keep doing that. We're just a small municipality, but if every small municipality looks at things the way that we have been trying to and does it successfully, then maybe we can make a difference.
Councillor Tower?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I haven't read the report either, but I have seen several reports, and the one statement that said that Greenland had enough ice melt in one day that it would cover Florida by 2 inches of water tells me that there's drastic change happening. And I guess, if anything, it's going to make me become even more aware of the words our Sabin Dietz has to say and to really help us focus on the climate change. Her words of wisdom are going to come in really handy. And I've been worried about it for a long time, but it just means that with a resource like her over there and the other sources, or even the information she passes through, is going to make me want to read a little deeper into all the report. So that's what I am.
And Councillor Evans.
Thank you. You don't have to have read the report to know what's in it. I mean, the IPCC, it gives a very conservative report. They have thousands of people who contribute to it, and they have to come to an agreement, and it tends to underestimate the nature of the problem all the time. Every one of them has indicated things are worse than they originally had agreed upon. So we know this, and when the children protested, had that strike for against climate change. There had been an IPCC report that indicated just how serious the problem is. We need people to wake up and realize we can't do this marginally. This is a huge problem. We're going to have to do a whole lot more than we're doing. And as Councillor Butcher said, we're already doing relatively more than other people, but it's not nearly enough. This is a crisis, and if we're going to do it right, we have to act like this was a war or a pandemic or something. In fact, the pandemic caused people to forget about just how important this is. So it's not about the report. It's the fact that climate change is real and it's here now and it's too late to stop it. We have to do all we can to make it as less bad. I don't know grammatically how you say that, because it's not better. We're just going to try to keep it from, we're going to try to mitigate the disaster. Just look around you at what's happening now. Climate change is here now, and it's worse other places. And so read the report and be scared, but don't be scared and panic. Be scared and get active and support it when government says you're going to have to do something you don't want to do. You're going to have to do something that is going to be inconvenient. I mean, Al Gore called it an inconvenient truth for a very good reason. So I feel very strongly about this. And the more attention reports like this call to the problem, the less unlikely it is that we will deal with it successfully. But it's a disaster, and we're in the middle of it.
And we'll finish off on this with Councillor Dietz, and then we'll move to questions from
I sort of feel bad because I'm not asking anybody to read the IPCC report. They're heavy and difficult to read. But what I really wanted to say more about it is pay attention to what comes out of it. It will set the stage for the world to make decisions in 3 months on what happens. It's big. And what I wanted to emphasize, it means a lot for us in Sackville. And again, you know, the whole talk about rainfall, stormwater management, sea level rise, Chignectoismus, that's where it hits home. That's where we need to pay attention. So the report, honestly, I haven't read it. I'm reading some of the things that I can interpret and the rest I cannot interpret. It's really heavy. But I think where we need interpretation is when it comes to when we discuss the Chignectoismus project, when we look at stormwater management, when we look at the dikes, all of that, when we look at rooftops, when we look at the tree bylaw, when we look at the natural infrastructure inventory. These are all the pieces that we can deal with here. But it is from local to global, and this one is moving from global, global, into local. And so it's really crucial for us to just be aware it's there and how it hits us, how it affects us at a local level, and what we can do and what we need to do at a local level. So don't worry about reading the report. I'm not going to do any quiz on it for sure.
That was Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud and Councillors Allison Butcher, Michael Tower, Bill Evans, and Sabina Dietz speaking at Sackville Town Council on August 9th. That's it for CHMA's Tantrum Hour report for this Monday, August 16th. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.